I'm so glad you could come by today. Remember that little side project I was telling you about a while back? Well, here it is. With how interested you've been in this little botanical venture of mine, I wanted to make sure you were the first person I showed these beauties to. Well, don't they look wonderful? I even named them after you since you've been so supportive. Oh, well, I'm afraid I can't really tell you my process or what I crossbred these from. That's a bit of a trade secret, sorry. But I can always grow more for you, whenever you want. Oh, hey now, don't look at me like that. I tell you what, if I ever decide to spill the beans, you will be the first to know. Oh, no, no. There's no need to thank me. You don't exactly have to twist my arm to spend time with me. Especially knowing what you've been through recently. I know you've been hurting. You know I'm here whenever you need me, right? Well, of course you can have a hug. Come here. Oh, I completely forgot to mention. These flowers, they smell absolutely divine. See for yourself. Mm-hmm. Oh. Your eyes are looking a little heavy, dear. Are you... I got you. Whew. There we go. That was fast. Everything's going to be all right now, my beloved. I've got you. Just rest. Oh. Oh, there you are, finally. Thank the goddess you're awake. I was so worried when you crumbled like a sack of potatoes. I had to check your pulse just to ease my mind. I was so scared that I lost you. Oh, I don't know what I'd do if I did. Oh, why are you bound? Well, you see, I was worried you'd panic when you woke up, and I didn't want you to get hurt if you did. I wouldn't like that one bit. I'm sorry this is how I had to do this, but I care about you so much, and I couldn't stand seeing you get hurt any longer. And I was so tired of feeling so helpless. I had to do something. About the passing out. Well, since I know you have trouble sleeping sometimes, I tried seeing if I could perhaps make the pollen of those flowers function as a sleep aid. It seems it was much more effective than I had planned or anticipated. I wasn't expecting it to put you out so quickly, but I guess it worked out in the end, because now I can keep you here and protect you, and love you, and take care of you, cherish you, forever. Oh, dear, no, nothing is too much trouble for you. Oh, wait. What exactly do you mean? Oh, you really love me back. And you would have stayed on your own terms. None of this would have been necessary? You aren't just saying that to make me happy, are you? I don't want to think the one that I love would lie to me, but... No. It's not that I don't trust you. I just... Well, I wasn't expecting you to take this so well. And I'd be devastated if you, of all people, weren't being honest. I've lived for your approval ever since I met you. If I didn't genuinely have it, I... Oh. You... you were going to do that for me? Really? Wow, and here I was, wondering if you'd hate me for handling this way. Yeah. I had no idea what you were really thinking. More proof. Your backpack? What could be inside of there? This? Wow. Did you make this doll yourself? It looks so much like me. You even embroidered the shirt and everything, and painted on my freckles. Oh. You. Oh, my love. You went out of your way to collect my hair so it could have something from the real me inside? You went that far just for someone like me? I don't even know what to say. That means so much to me. You never would have gone through all this effort of making a rag doll of me if you didn't return my feelings, would you? Oh, don't worry, my precious little orchid. You have the real me now, all to yourself. I'm the only one you need. I promise, you can rely on me. You'll never have to be without me again. Oh, right. The meaning of the flowers? Well, since I so painstakingly cultivated and tended to them with you in mind, I associated them with my feelings for you. Of course, one of those meanings is love, but not just any love. It's an eternal, all-consuming love. One that never grows cold or fades. They can also represent obsession, protection, desire. What? Did I say something wrong? Oh, you really felt all of that for me, too? Including the desire? Oh. If that's the case, well, I don't know if this is too much too soon, but please tell me if it is. I'd never want to harm you, but what would you say to maybe, perhaps, consummating our new life together? Let me remove these ropes. I want you to be able to move, so long as you stay by my side. Forever. Promise me, please. Oh. Anything for you, my orchid. Literally, anything. Come here and kiss me. I love you. I love you. Please, let me prove it.